Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio, fifth day of the Feast of Dedication. This is the fifth day of Seed Royal. So now we clear while we know why the Almighty needs the whole 8 days to get that message across to the peoples of the descendants of Israel. It's going to take the whole 8 days to get this message out. So we got 4 days in and one now, four straight days in, and this is the fifth day. And we clear that the Almighty needs the whole 8 days straight to get the message across, although he ate them up and drunk them up real good. And that same thing we're going to do after the fifth broadcast is over. So we got four straight consecutive days in, and Yahweh, I'll be with you all. This is the fifth day of the feast, 4 days in consecutive, and now we on the fifth day. All right, good enough. We got a memo saying that it will be a few minutes late, and he'll give you all the details about the broadcast on the fifth day. So the elder will be a few minutes late on the fifth day. Remember, four consecutive days have ran successfully by the Almighty four-letter man, YHWH. And so the elder will be a few minutes late, and he'll tell you all about the details about this broadcast. And once he come on the network, we'll bring him up. Right now, we're going to get something going on. It's the fifth day of the Feast of Dedication, 4 days in, and four more to go. Got it? Good. All right. You see, what you want out of the whole deal is a James 5:20 and a Matthew 25:21. It says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You want to take care of a few things? Now I'm going to bless you with eternal things." Got it? Good. And James 5:20 says, "If you're able to help anyone convert from a sinful way," and a sinner is those that don't apply the Bible to them life. That is a sinner. The biblical definition of a sinner is those that don't make a decision according to the Bible. You make a according to peer pressure or society. That makes you a sinner. Make a decision according to the Bible, then you're not a sinner. Look at the Bible and say, okay, that sounds pretty good. I'm going to do that. Now, you're not a sinner anymore. But as long as you make a decision and the Bible don't support it, you are a sinner. Was you Israelite or any of the other 17 nations? You got it good. All right, it'll be shortly, and we're going to see we'll be on stage for tonight's episode part number 5, the Feast of Dedication, tape number 5. Four is in the books, consecutive. So let's see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode. All right. I see Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Cap 1. You can see I'm hollering that microphone. You hollering that microphone, Mother D.F. Israel, we going to see. Yahqua B.D.F.C. Ray.
Yahqua bless you, see it, Israel. Of Seroy, hallelujah, Quah.
Hallelujah, Quah, there, Mother D.F. Israel. But one thing about it, see, you're always happy when I know one thing. When you do his will, that keeps those fear happy. When I reflect back to what responsibility to be done, applied from the Bible, that makes me happy. All right, good enough. Let's find out. Here's another mother coming on. Let's find out about this other mother out of Camp 1. Let's see. Mother E. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. She said, see, I'm hollering that microphone too. And that's a great thing. See, one thing about the mothers lead by example. And that's why we know the Almighty going to give us a 61 verse 7, the double increase. Because we're going to see this out of our own eyes. Let me put make a little note of that one. You write that down. That might come up. Matter of fact, Mother D.F. Israel, give me chapter 19. I want to look at verse 23. That's my little zeal. And I want to take a look at that. Because one thing about it, we're going to see this thing out of our own eyes. Keep that in your mind. All right. Mother E., tribe of Yahqua Judah. Yahqua bless you, see you right here.
Yahqua bless you, see Israel. El Cidro, hallelujah, Yahqua, excuse me.
Hallelujah, Yahqua there, Mother E. Israel. And we know Mother Z is sitting there saying, listen, Sarah, you just go and get to talking. Let me take some notes, and I'll give my commentary a little bit later. All right. And because I got to double up because I didn't give my commentary yesterday, so I got to double up tonight. And that's a great thing. So we will be hearing from Mother Z later in the broadcast when she give her commentary on the Feast of Dedication tape number 5. So now, Mother D.F. Israel, before we even get up to Luke 12:12, I got one piece of zeal I want to throw on the table. What do Job, this is Issachar's boy. This is Issachar's boy, Job. Now, he said something back in the days in the 19th chapter, verse 23 now in the verse. Let's keep reading till we get our point. I got one piece of zeal, Mother. Let me throw my one piece of zeal in there. Job chapter 19, verse 23. Come on.
Job chapter 19, verse 23. All that my words were now written, all that they were printed in a book, 24, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. 25, for I know that my Redeemer lives and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. 26. After my skin torn, my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see Yahweh. 27, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reign be...
Good. That's all I want. So what are you saying, Mother? We going to see this thing unfold. And we ain't going to have nobody to tell it to us. Or once we wake up in eternity and find out it happened, we going to see it ourselves. Because the Almighty going to keep our reins open to see this thing unfold for ourselves. Now, I got to get a precept out of that. I mean, I know we ain't got no Luke 12:12 in, but I just got to get a precept out of that, Mother E. Now, he was talking to a people. See? Now, Mother E, he was talking to somebody when he said that to Joe is Issachar's boy. And those that got the 12 charts, you look down there and you find Issachar, and that's Joseph Issachar's boy. Now, Mother of E, I got to get a precept before we get started on that. I need a precept. Now, in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 15, can you help those see out? Because he says, I know my Redeemer lives. And my Redeemer is going to stand his big black feet on earth. That's big talk. So Job knew that if he knew by passed down knowledge to his forefathers and mothers that it's nothing about no rapture or up and away. He knew the Almighty was coming down to earth. And this is where we going to always be. So that's true. But other religions would teach that, but that's not so. So now, I want to get a precept on this, Mother E, by going to Luke 24 and pick up verse 15, 16, and 21. Again, we'll be ready to give some Luke 12:12 in. So in Luke 24, Mother E, Israel, what can we read in verse 15, 16, and 21? One, let's find out who is the Redeemer and who is he coming to redeem that we can read. Let's find out. 24th chapter of Luke, 15, 16, and 21. Mother Eve, Israel, Tribal Yahshua, Judy, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, 15, 16, verses 15, 16, and 21. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. And it comes to pass that while they commune together and reason, that while himself drew near and went with them, 16. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. Verse 21. But we trust that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mother, see, now, all I'm going to be able to tell this story would be one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Now, according to the eyewitness that was back 2,000 years ago, the one that Job said, I know my Redeemer living, and his feet going to be on the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, we just found out something in verse 21 that the Redeemer that one day going to be on the earth, he comes to redeem a people by name. So now, Mother, look at that verse 21 and tell this national audience on the right side, over 700,000 strong, who is he coming to redeem first that we can read in verse 21? Come on.
To redeem Israel.
So he ain't come to read. The redeemed Christian, Muslim, or Islamic? No. See, that's, again, the propaganda teaching, and that's why they'll tell you some things and have you all over the place disembodied. The Redeemer, he going to redeem Israel first. Now, if any one want to be redeemed, they got to follow the lead of the children of Israel. You know, the one that you call African-American, Negro, and color, and super cool. But when he do come back, the first one he's going to redeem is Israel. And if you want to get specific, he's going to redeem the tribe of Judah first, the tribe that he came down to. Then Judah comes, get the other 11 tribes in order. See, that's a great mystery. But we own that lesson. We own the Feast of Dedication. So I'm setting up. Hey, mother, dear of Israel, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? You're on the clock tonight.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. The righteous spirit will guide you. So if you about this man's business, then do you hear a small, still voice in your ear telling you, that sound pretty good, put this verse with that verse? If you're not hearing it, then that let me know that you got to make some adjustments. Because that small, still voice will tell you exactly what he wants you to do in any part of a lesson that once you got him right. But if you ain't got him right, you ain't got nothing coming. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out the hat behind that mother. Now, mother, dear of Israel, if we in trouble, now, the wisest man in the world, Solomon, but we're not reading 2 Chronicles 7, 1, 7 through 12. We're not reading that. But what I want to read out of Wisdom of Solomon 16, verse 12, I want to be clear about something. See, one thing we got to understand something. If we keep our mighty one up front, hey, Mother E, what it say in 54:17 of Isaiah? See, if we keep our mighty one up front and make a decision according to our mighty one, Mother E, what do it say in Isaiah 54:17? What do it say we can read?
Isaiah 54.
Yes, ma'am. What it say in verse 17?
Okay. Isaiah chapter
54, verse 17. Yeah, what can we read?
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thus shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, said the Yahweh.
He said, no weapons. I don't care how many secret meetings is made, when you got your mighty one right, they're going to lose. So you make sure that you leave with the protection of your mighty one over your head. Because if he told Isaiah the seer in 700 B.C., is no weapon formed that be against you, it comes prosper. This is the inheritance of his saints. He said, this is a bloodline deal. He said, make sure you got me right. That's what he said. If you got him right, you ain't got to worry about the outcome of it. It might not come when you want it to come, but it's going to come. Because when you're doing his will, everything he told you is going to come to pass. Because we read in last night's lesson, we're not reading tonight, in Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10, letting you know that what he got for you Your eyes have not seen it. Your ears have not even heard what he got for you. So if you want to roll the dice and think something in the world is going to be better than what he said, then you go ahead and do it. I'm going to roll with the man saying, my eyes have not seen. Your eyes have not seen or heard what I got prepared for them, that when I look at is you keeping what's written in that book. Now, Mother D of Israel, can you help those see out in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12? Because, you know, we had a memo that came in, and it asked, was my husband's friend need prayer for them. Can you pray for them? I said, yes, we can pray for you. No problem about praying for you. But do you understand that the Bible has rules and regulations? Matter of fact, hold that point. Let me prove a point because this family is on the network as we speak on the international side. Remember, all you got to do is put in YHWH Radio Live, and you can be in on the international side. You know, hear from a cloak, but those seers can see you on the international side. That's why we know this old, and plus the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church says, seer, we can see them too. Okay, we know it. We know it. We know you can see them too. All right. So, you made me lose my train of thought by putting your plug in by what you see. Forget about it. I'll leave that alone now. And the wisdom of Solomon 16:12. Can you help me out there, Mother D.F. Israel?
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12. For it was neither herbs nor mortifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things.
Wait a minute, Mother. You mean I can take all the herbs, I can eat all the green food that's written in Genesis 1:29-30. I can do all that good thing, but what really got to happen for the great healing? Help me out, Mother. Help me help this family on the international side. But what really seals the deal is what, according to Solomon, the wisest man in the world, in 16 verse 12?
But Yahweh's word that heals.
Yahweh's word that heals you. I can tell you about get on this program, get on that program to get your body back in order and your mind back in order. But Almighty word what heals you. Now look at the WCC, Latter-day Saints. Still, can you give me a second witness on that? All right, Mother E, give me a second witness in 107 verse 20. Let's get a memo. This was a son speaking. And you know the greatest legacy when a father teaches son. So for David to write, for Solomon to write this, he must have had something to work with according to his father. So let's see, do he deviate from anything his father told him in 107 verse 20? What he says we can read, Mother. Psalms 107, verse 20, Mother.
Book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20, read. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
So, Mother, what heals you?
The word.
The word. So there is right there. What heals you is not Doc Cook. It's the word. What heals you is the word. You tell that word, get on down there and take care of what needs to be taken care of. So if you in his word, he has sent his word to heal you. That's the game changer. Most of us got speed dial on Doc Cook. Oh, Doc Cook, this going on, that going on. But Doc Cook ain't going to never tell you what heals you is his word. But now, listen to me carefully, those on the international side and the WCC, that in Proverbs, now this is Solomon speaking again, Mother Eve, and this is what he says in the 28th chapter, verse 9 and 10, backed up with Mother Eve in St. John 9:31. Now listen to what he says. Listen to, and I hope you're taking notes. See, take notes. A lot of times people wonder, well, what happened? I'm in the prayer line, and what happened? Let's see the Bible say what activates Yahweh to get zeroed in on you. We go on to Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10. What does it say that we can read that, Mother E. Israel, C. Roy?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 9. He that turn away his ear from hearing the Torah instruction, the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Verse 10. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession.
That they talking about. Read verse 9 again and take your time, that mother, because you just dropped a bombshell on this national radio station. What did you just say in 28 verse 9 and what you just got to read in 28 verse 9 of Proverbs?
Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9. He that turn away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
Wow, that's big talk right there. So otherwise, if you turn away from hearing, and give me a precept on that, mother. Give me 2:13 of Romans. Now, Paul was looking for the scattered Israelites in Rome. Can I get a precept on that? What is you saying, mother? If you turn your way from hearing the law, even your prayer is going to be an abomination to the mighty one. Now, I want to get a precept on that, because precepts, we get our understanding. So let's go to Romans 2:13 there, Mother E, and help the national audience out, especially the WCC, 500 million members that logged in a big dignitary. What it say in Romans 2:13?
The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 13. But not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Now, so you're saying, Mother, you just can't hear this word. You just can't pack the network in. Oh, I got me a great seat in to hear the word. You got to be a what, Mother, according to 13?
Got to be a doer.
Say it on that. You take a little over tea behind that. So you just can't just hear the word. You got to be a doer of the word. That means if you have the talent to do what's supposed to be done, you step to the plate and be hands on deck. Because remember one thing, this ministry is about the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 12 tribes of Israel need their own. They need their own land to draw it to plant their own garden, for you keep on having all this bad land, be a school to teach the children of Israel that's scattered. You need a banquet hall on feast days, and you need your own radio station. So there it is. And wherever you fit in, get in. You might be good at whatever. These broadcasts need to be researched out. And on every network it is that you know our peoples is on. We need to be on every broadcast it is. We on Pal Talk now, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook. We need to have broadcast to be retaped, ran over on Twitter and everything else. Because what is people searching to hear the truth? They know something's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. Once they hear of this ministry, the Sixth Anointed Council, of Voices of the True Israelites, it's going to dawn on them. Wait a minute. I've been doing, hold that point there, Mother E, Mother D of Israel. I've been doing the Psalms 55, verse 1, and pick up verse 1 and read now. And Psalm 55, see, sometimes you might be heading one direction, but that message spirit says, yeah, that sounds pretty good, Brother Steele, but hold that up and give me Psalm 55, verse 1. Let's read a bit of that, Mother G up here. What do Psalm 55, verse 1 say anyway? Let's see, can we all hear that? What it say?
Psalm 55, verses 1. Give ear to my prayer, O Yahuwah, and hide not yourself from my supplication. Verse 2. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Verse 3. Because of the voice.
Hold on a minute. Hey, hold on a minute. Now you sure? You sure you in 55 verse 1 of the book of Isaiah? Make it Isaiah. Because I know I'm waiting to hear something. Because see, when you start speaking, a small fear book will tell you about what next verse to pull up. And I ain't hearing nothing. So, I mean, that sounds good. But make it Isaiah. Thank you, Mother Z. Because Mother Z said, no, see, you talking about Isaiah anyway. You ain't talking about Psalms anyway. See, Mosey, she definitely say that our souls have went to the book called Isaiah, not some. See, that's what I like. As a matter of fact, help me out there, Mother E, for a minute. Give me Acts 15:15. Let me show you. See, sometimes those fear will drop a verse down, but just don't make sure you've been word up on this. Look what it says in Acts 15:15.
Okay, Acts 15:15.
Yeah, what does it say, Mother E?
Let me get that. Acts 15:15 reads, and you disagree the word of the seer, as it is written.
Read that again.
Acts 15:15. And to disagree the word of the seer, as it is written.
So what you're saying, like Mother Z said, we don't believe in the seer because he got his jibber jab going. We believe the seer. What kind of way, Mother?
As it is written.
As it is written. So that's the game changer right there. Whoever stands before you, make sure it can sound good. You got a lot of people who can talk great. But why can't they go in the Bible and pull that up? Because if it's that great, people will be able to read it. We'll tell you in a minute. Regardless, if it ain't written, I ain't going with it. And those they hear the whole seal, don't go with nothing unless it's written. Now, if it's written, you got the precept to it, now you can weigh it out. You got evidence to work with. But there's some that no man or woman just sit there and just tell you things you can't read nowhere. Because remember, your salvation is on the line. And hold that point. Let's get a case in point by your salvation is on the line. Hey, Mother Eve, give me Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14, 18, and 20, and Mother D of Israel, whatever you're holding, We'll come back here in a minute. Give me Romans chapter 8, 1, 2, 31 through 39. Listen to me real good. See, you got to make sure now. You got to make sure your election is sure. The time is short. This man going to make his move. So now listen. You got to make sure whoever you stand before, what he's giving you is not man tradition. He's giving you the words from the Bible. Look what it says to Ezekiel and 14:14, 18 and 20. Back up with Mother D of Israel in Romans chapter 8, 1, 2, 31 through 39. This is good. Let me drink a little herbal tea and see what that says. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 14, 18, and 20. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own soul by their righteousness, said the Yahweh. Verse 18. So these three men were in it. As I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 20. So Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither their son nor their daughter. They shall but deliver their own soul by their righteousness.
Now, what are you saying? You told us here, look, Seer. You tell those of my people of Israel, I don't care how close you is to the person to your left, until your wife. It be your mama, your daughter, your brother. You can't deliver them. You only can deliver yourself.
Right.
You got to let your light shine. You cannot get a blessing to take back to them. They got to do this for themselves. And then last night lesson we read, in 2 Ezra chapter 7, you got to lead by example. You cannot save your brother. You cannot save your sister. All you can save is yourself. So make sure self is right. That's the game changer. Oh, I love, wish I can save my auntie or Uncle Leroy. You can't save Uncle Leroy. All you can save is yourself. Uncle Leroy got to get out there and get this word for himself. That's how this works, according to Ezekiel 14:14, 18 and 20. Now, Mother, D of Israel, on precept in Romans chapter 8, 1, 2, 31 through 39. This is what Mother D of Israel got to bring to the table during the clock come up.
Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yahweh the Son has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 35. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahuwah's elect? It is Yahuwah that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahuwah the Son that died. Yet rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahuwah the Father, who also made intercession for us. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or perils or sword? 36. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all those things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Father, which is in Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
Hallelujah on that. For you, you think. So, remember, your greatest test is going to come from the close one that takes the one you love the most. That's where you'll get all your feedback from. But you got to have these scriptures and say that do not let you separate yourself from the love of your mighty one. Now, Mother Eve, what's the biblical definition of loving your mighty one? Let him explain to you himself what is love. It's not just kissing on the jaw or coming through to bring $10 on the time of need. In St. John 14:14-15, 21 and 24, Mark. Let's see how you get the Almighty's love. That's the love you want, the Almighty's love. Let's see what we can read on his love to have him kick in. And Mother, be of Israel, means 1 John chapter 3:3-4, and 22 down to verse 24, waiting on me. But we want to make sure we're clear about, you might ask questions. Do you love me? Yeah, you know I love you. Okay, good. But the love you want is to make sure you got your mighty one loving you. Now, we're going to read the biblical definition on the mighty one's love that we can read. We're going to St. John by Mother D, Mother E, Israel C. Williams, St. John 14, chapter 14, verses 14 and 15, 21 and 24. Let's read the Bible's definition of love. Come on.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 14, 15, 21, and 24. St. John, chapter 14, verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. 21. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is here that loves me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 24. He that loves me not keepeth not my saying, and he and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Excellent. So now we clear that the love of the Almighty is totally different from the love of mankind and pillow talk. The Almighty said, if you love me, what would you do there, a mother Eve? What would you do if you love him? What would you do according to writing?
These commandments, the first five books of Moses.
Excellent. I hear your Mother Z. Look at Mother Z. Mother Z, so look at your fear. You on something. I'm listening real good. That's the bottom line. So the love you want is an eternal love. So you keep what this man is saying. That is the love of the Bible. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, what's your precept you got that we can read in 1 John chapter 3, 3, 4, then skip down to 22 down to verse 24, and then we got enough on the table to start looking back at this fifth day of the feast day now. Because, see, sometimes he might want to get ready on the feast day. He said, yeah, okay, dear. Maybe that's what you want to do. Get ready on the fifth day of the feast. But, Mater, I don't want you to go that way right away. Remember, this broadcast is 3 hours, 6 days a week. You do it the way I tell you to do it, old seer. Okay, good. So now, 1 John chapter 3, 3, 4, 22 down to verse 24. Come on, that Mother D up, Israel. You on the clock. Come out.
1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. 22-24, verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin, transgress also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Yahuwah the Son, and love one another as he gave us command. 24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that we abide, that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us.
And Mother, by the Spirit, so we got to make sure this national audience over 7,000 strong in our side got to understand what Spirit he's talking about, that abide in you. Let's go to Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. Now, what Spirit he's talking about? Because you, a lot of them say, I'm in the Spirit of the Almighty. But let's be clear about the Spirit he's talking about that we can read. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. What spirit is he talking about that we can read that Mother? D.F. Israel, come on.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
So, Mother, so what spirit is he talking about that he wants you to be in and make a decision according to what God, what spirit he's talking about?
His word.
His word. His word, Mr. Priest. You make sure his word tells us what got to be done. Make sure it's not your words, his word. Now, Mother, Mother Eve. In the book of Matthew 19:16-17, now we've done all that to get back to Mother Day of Israel in the 55 verse number 1 again in Isaiah. Now we've done all that just to get back to that after Mother Eve read of sounding in Matthew chapter 19:16-17. What is that?
Matthew chapter 19, verses
yes, 16. Ma'am. Verse 16 and 17. What does that say?
The book of Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and verse 17. Verse 16 reads, "And behold, one come and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may enter life?" 17. "And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandment." The first five books of Moses.
Hey, Mother, is that plain, Mother?
Right.
That's right. So if you want to get into life, now examine yourself. If you plan on getting into the life, the kingdom that's going to be on earth for eternity, you got to keep the law, the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment. So is that plain? Now this is the son that got the message from his father. He's a good master. What good thing I can do to have eternal life? Why are you calling me good? I'm down here on earth now. Ain't nobody good but my father. But let me tell you something, young man. He said, if you want to get into this life thing and not be burnt in the fire, then keep the law. That's what he said. So that's playing right there. So examine yourself. Look right in the mirror and see where you stand at. Are you keeping the law? No? It's up to you. Our job to come on this broadcast 6 nights a week. And remember, on this feast call, dedication will be on every night at 7:30. We have done 4 consecutive days, and we got 4 more to go. Because there's a lot of teaching has to be done. So the son just didn't come to eat them up and drink them up, which he did do that. But he was clear he left a profound, solid message to the children of Israel to pass on time that we're looking at right now. And we're going to touch on that after Mother, the of Israel, come back to that Isaiah. Now, we've done all this to get back to Isaiah. Now, what do Isaiah say that we can read? Isaiah 55, Peter, verse 1, Mother. We'll read a little bit and get a couple precepts in it. Then we'll zero in on the fifth day of the dedication. Let's get a couple verses in and see what it say. Isaiah 55, Peter verse 1, and we'll get a couple precepts out of that, then we'll get on the fifth day of the feast. Isaiah 55, verse 1, what it say?
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. "Ho, everyone that thirst, come you to the water, and he that has no money, come you buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Verse 2. "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that?"
Bread.
Huh?
Right.
"Your labor
verse 2
for
again. Start that." Again. No, start over at verse 2, Mother. I kind of got happy, so I got to refrain myself. Take your time, read verse 2. Go ahead.
Isaiah 55, verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken, listen diligently.
Go ahead.
Hearken, listen diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
That, Mother Z, that, you know, Mother Z, I hear you in the background real good, but listen, that is some big talk he's saying. He said, why are you laboring for that was not bread? Why don't you do what's good so I can give you a car to get you where you got to get to? See, a lot of times we be laboring and think we're doing good, but you be doing the traditions of men. Anytime you laboring and think you're doing good by keeping the wrong day, calling on the wrong name, and then when the light is shed on you and you don't make that adjustment, that's when the clock starts ticking on you. See, he said, why are you laboring for that which is not bread and it's not good for you? And you always, well, I know I've got all I can. He trying to tell you something before that dreadful of day comes. Now, what do you mean by laboring for that was not bread? What's that supposed to mean, Mother? Mother E. What's that supposed to mean, you labor for that was not bread? What's that supposed to mean that we can read? Precept your Bible. Give me the book that the Catholic Church took it out in 1885. Called Apocrypha. They took out 14 books that were between Matthew's and Malachi. They snatched these books out. See, and you think all your life the Bible only has six books. No, it got 80. But that's right, WCC. In 1885, the Protestant Church that snatched them 14 books out of your Bible. And they reprinted over 66. Now you look at your Bible, you see 66. Okay, well, the light is on now. Go on Amazon, just order you a pocket book. They have them sent to your house, and then put it right between Matthew and Malachi. Then you better keep up. Or order the 1611 King James Bible, the original 1611, and you have all 80 books. That's up to you. I mean, it's up to you. If you want the light to be turned on, you got to do the right thing. You got to know what the man's saying, because you've been talking from day one to now. He don't have no 400 years, Mr. Preacher, when he wasn't talking. He was talking. It just, you snatched it out from the book. Now, what does he mean by that which is not great? What's that supposed to mean? Get your answer through the precept. It's around 15, 1, 2, and 3, Mother E. Israel, and Mother DFSD. Tell me Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 4, 6, and 14. Then we get on the feet. So that's right. That's no foundation. We get directly on the 15 or 3. Sirach 15, 1, 2, and 3. Mother E. Israel, come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 15. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Sirach chapter 15, verse 1. He that feared the Yahweh will do good, and he that hated knowledge of the law shall obtain first. Okay, verse 2. And as a mother shall she meet him and receive him as a wife, married of a virgin. Verse 3. With the bread of understanding shall she feed him and give him the water of wisdom. to drink.
So the bread is what again, Mother? And the water is what?
The word.
But what is the bread, Mother? The bread of understanding. See,
and the water of wisdom.
You need to know. See, when you got the bread of understanding, you know December 25th ain't got nothing to do with no Christmas cards, Christmas giving, white man riding around in a sled in midair, dropping presents through chimneys. You know that is not the proper meaning for December 25th. See, that was the bread of understanding. Said, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. And from wrong lead to wrong, nothing from nothing lead nothing. And the water is to understand it. The bread and the water is the understanding, the knowledge of the mighty one. So you won't be caught up with, you will know what Genesis 2, verse 3 says. Blessed be the seventh day of the week. The seventh day of the week, look on your calendar. Sunday is one, all the way over to your far left-hand corner is Saturday. That's the blessed day, not the first day of the week. The bread of understanding will give you that knowledge. Said, no, Mr. Preacher, I pay you my tithes, but why are you keeping service on the wrong day? That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That got something to do with man. So why would I continue knowing that the blessed day of the Bible is the seventh day of the week, and I'm attending a Bible church on Sunday? That's the wrong day according to the Bible. So what bewitched us to do that? That's why you got to have a proper knowledge. The Sabbath day is the Sabbath day. When the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. That is the only blessed day of the Bible. Any other day is a work day. If you got something going on Sunday, first day of the week, then you out of order with the man looking down at you. But you'll send a messenger to you to say, listen, you only can correct this thing for yourself. You can't correct it for your brother. You got to correct it for yourself. Now, if you don't get the picture, that means the Almighty didn't draw him to get it. Sunday is the wrong day. Saturday is the blessed day. His time is when the sun sets. When the sun goes down on Friday, the sun goes down on Saturday. That's the only blessed day of the Bible. That's up to you. Now, Mother, dear Israel, now what did he tell those seer Amos in chapter 5, verse 1, 4, 6, and 14? And then we're going to zero in on this fifth day of the feast day. So now, what can we read, Mother, dear Israel? Amos 5, 1, 4, 6, and 14. What does it say?
Amos chapter 5, 1, 4, 6, and 14. Amos chapter 5, verse 1. Hear you this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O family of Israel. Verses 4. For thus says Yahweh unto the family of Israel, seek you me, and you shall live. Verse 6. Seek Yahweh, and you shall live, lest he break out like fire in the family of Israel, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Verse 14. Speak good and not evil, that you may live, and so Yahweh, your Yahweh of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken.
Mm-hmm. So Mother D of Israel, who are we supposed to see? Who are we supposed to make sure we see first?
Yahweh.
Excellent. So we didn't worry about no man coming from no part of the world. We want to make sure we got our mighty one right. Now, it was a message left on the answer machine, and we want to play this message because, see, the world automatic got what they got going on. We supposed to seek our mighty one. So if we want to play this one message, then we're going to get on tape five. Tape five. Now, listen to this message on the answer machine. Let's hear this one.
We aim to cover a first-of-its-kind meeting called the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit. Ambassador, I want to thank you once again.
Great to be here, Lord.
Tell us, what is the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit?
It's an amazing event where we have thousands of leaders from all around the world coming together to learn from us, the countries in the region who achieved peace, how we did it, and what we can do to help them. What we will see in this conference is an amazing coexistence of different religions. But we have the same values. And when you look at the Abrahamic Accords, how come we were able to forge such a strong bond? It all goes to the core values. The amount of cooperation is about all expectations. The number of investments further into the UAE, trade, the culture, you name it. We are very proud of it, and I'm optimistic that in the near future, we will see more countries joining the Abraham Accord, especially now when we have a new government, when the Likud-led government will take control in a few days, we will see that we will be able to extend the accords. So to expand the influence of the Abraham Accords to nations around the world? Absolutely. And also, we are very active on the bilateral arena, but we can also take it to the multilateral arena.
So as you can see, the main
way to be here, you know.
Tell us, what is the Abraham Accords Global Leadership Summit?
It's an amazing event where we have thousands of leaders from all around the world coming together to learn from us, the countries in the region who achieved peace, how we did it, and what we can do to help them. What we will see in this conference is an amazing coexistence of different religions, but we have the same values. And when you look at the Abrahamic Accords, how come we were able to forge such a strong bond? It all goes to the core values. The amount of cooperation is about all expectations. The number of investors traveling to the UAE, trade, the culture, you name it. We are very proud of it, and I'm optimistic that in the near future, we will see more countries joining the Abraham Accord, especially now when we have a new government, when the Likud-led government will take control in a few days, we will see that we will be able to extend the accords.
So the idea here is to expand the influence of the Abraham Accords to nations around the world?
Absolutely. And also, we are very active on the bilateral arena, but we can also take it to the multilateral arena.
So as you can see, the main goal of this whole thing is really moving towards a one world control, one world peace is how it comes on the scene at first, but ultimately leads to one world control. Here is an update on that, and here's a picture of it, a tweet someone tweeted saying it's almost done. The one on the right is a church, the one in the middle is a synagogue, and the one on the left is a mosque.
All right. So you see, the world is doing what they got to do. They said, Rome says, all the big dignitaries is going to come and get up on the Isle of Bound, Rome. No, Rome is. That's the Roman Catholic Church. He said, we're going to combine all the religions into one. Now, where we heard that story from? Is there anything biblically that tells us about that story? Now, I got to make a little adjustment by hearing that, Mother Eve. Mother D.F. Israel. I got to make a little adjustment. Now, by hearing that message, so the world is planning to bring all religions up under one. And one is me, Rome, they say. But where do we hear that from in history? Can we go to Maccabees chapter 1 there, Mother D.F. Israel? And Mother Eve, Have me the 41st chapter through 49 waiting on me. But I don't know where is this coming from. Where is this from that we can read? Now, Mother, D.F. Israel, help those seer out in 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse number 1. And we're going to read down to verse number 11, 1 through 11. Let's see where we heard that from. What his strategy is coming from. Maccabees 1:1 down to verse 11. Come on, that Mother D.F. Israel. Take your time and enlighten the national audience. Over 700,000 strong on the international side. Come on.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Verse 1. And it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian, I think that was his name, who came out of the land of Chittim, had smitten Darius, king of Persia, and me, that he reigned in his stead, the first over Greek. Verse 2. And made many wars, and won many strongholds, and slew the king of the earth. Verse 3. And went through to the end of the earth, and took spoils of mighty nations, and so much that the earth was quiet before him, whereupon he was exalted, and his mind was lifted up. Verse 4. And he gathered a mighty strong host, and ruled over countries and nations and kings, who became tribute unto him. Verse 5. And after those things, he fell sick and perceived that he should die. Verse 6. Wherefore he called his servants, such as were honorable and had been brought up with him from his youth, and parted his kingdom among them while he were yet alive. Let me turn my page. Verse 7. And Alexander reigned 12 years and then died. Verse 8. And his servants bear rule, everyone in his place. Verse 9. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves. So did their sons after them many years. And evil was multiplied in the earth. Verse 10. And there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus, surnamed Epiphany, son of Antiochus, the king who had been an hostage at Rome. And he reigned in the 137 years, who the kingdom of the Greeks. Verse 11. In those days went there out of Israel wicked men, who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow.
So, what we just read, that out of the Greeks came Alexander, and that's the descendants of Esau, and out of them came a wicked root, named Antioch Epiphanes. And he said once he came out of them, he was wicked to the core, and his policies was wicked to the core. And the wicked Israelites joined in with him, wicked Israelites. So it had nothing to do with color. So wicked Israelites is going to ignore the truth of the Bible, and they're going to fight you tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Now, so we know whatever Antioch the Pippin is saying is wicked, and those that come and bring you the story based upon where, you know, we can keep any day to worship, then you know they wicked and you know where it's coming from. So now, let's see what Antioch the Pippin is saying. Now, he's a wicked man and got wicked Israelites, the one you call African-American, Negro, and colored with him. You know, so he got his peoples with him. Now, let's see what happened in verse 41, Mother, down to verse 49. Let's see what happened that we can read. And Mother D of Israel, have me 2 Maccabees chapter 6, 1 through 9, waiting on me. So, I mean, remember, we on every night this week at 7:30. But sometimes you got to take care of some business, because you might have somebody might call you and tell you, you ain't got to keep them. You ain't got to keep the Sabbath day. You ain't got to keep them feast days. You ain't got to wear no fringes. But let's find out where this stuff, where this conversation coming from, because we find out right now over in Rome, and that's the Roman Catholic Church. All the big leaders going to get together and come up on a one banner. Up on a what banner? The banner of Rome. Islam and Judaism. We already read that. So that's already in the making. So when your preacher bring that to you, then you know where it comes from. Now listen to what Mother E get ready to read in 41 to 49. You're on the clock there, Mother E. Israel C. Roy. Come on.
1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 41 to 49. Verse 41. Moreover, King Antioch wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one seat. 42. And everyone should leave his law. So all the nations agreed according to the commandments of the king. 43. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath. Verse 44. For the king had sent letters by messengers unto Yahdah Judah and to the city of Judah, that they should follow the strange laws of the land. Verse 45. And forbid burnt offering and sacrifice and drink offering in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbath and feast of festival days. 46. And polluted the sanctuary and hollow and holy people. Verse 47. Set up altars and groves and chapels of olives and sacrifice swine, blood, and unclean beasts. Verse 48. That they should all lead their children uncircumcised and make their souls abominable with all manner of uncleanness and profanation. 49. To the end they might forget the law and change all the order.
And now, Mother, now that's big talk. Now, so they got a strategy meeting in Rome, to bring everybody together upon the Roman banner. And they removed the books and told you, well, you ain't got to keep the left side of the Bible no more. It's gone away with. So the strategy meeting is to bring everybody to be one. So now, and that's the same thing we just heard from the ass machine, the strategy is to bring everybody to one. But what do the Bible says about that in the book of Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3? What do the Bible says about bringing everybody to be one? Now, here come the angel from heaven to look eyeball to eyeball with the children of Israel, led by Joshua, Hoshea, proper name. Let's see what's said in 2, 1, 2, and 3, that mother. Let's see what the Bible says about this strategy meeting that they got going on right now in Rome by bringing every religion up on a one, but what one? The Roman religion. Catholic Church religion. What do the Bible say about that in 2, 1, 2, and 3? What did it say that, Mother?
Judges chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. And the minister spirit of the Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Boshe and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altar, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Wherefore, also said I, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their yahweh shall be a snare unto you.
Yeah. He said, I'll give you straight orders what not to do. So when they bring your preacher this on the table, you're supposed to have your information saying, listen, the Bible don't support that, my leader. I mean, I'm going to pay you my tithes because I know I'm supposed to pay my tithes. But the Bible don't support what you're getting ready to do. We can read the history where that comes from. That's wicked understanding. The mental spirit from heaven says, the angel, for us not to do that, especially if we are children of Israel descent. Now, Mother Eve, in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 16 and 17, can you help those see out and tell me what it says in Matthew 13, 16 and 17? What do we say that we can read?
Book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 16 and verse 17. Verse 16. But blessed are you. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verse 17. But truly I say unto you, that many prophets, pastors, and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them.
Well, what are you saying, Mother? I mean, many people, they're searching right now. That's why we keep telling those that got the spirit of understanding to understand that this message that we try to bring to you, it needs to be on every network. So those that know how to get in where you've been in at and see can this broadcast be on, we on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, and Facebook written out live. But that ain't, we need to be everywhere. Because we got children of Israel in every nation. We need to make sure we on every platform to hear that your pastor's gonna have you fall into things that is not contrary to the Bible. And you're going to be thinking you be doing good, but you're going to be doing wrong. Now, Antioch Epiphanes is the one that kicked it off. And out of them comes the Roman Catholic Church. That's the origin of what you're hearing right now. And now they want everybody to be a one world religion, and we're reading where it comes from. But now, when we put the Bible, the text on it, and the regular book of Ecclesiastes, before Mother D.F. Israel reads 2 Maccabees 6, 1 through 9, but Mother E., look what it says to Solomon, the wisest man in the world. Look what Solomon said in 1 verse 9. Hey, Mother E., in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, can you up those see out again what it says in 1 verse 9?
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. Okay. Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9 reads, the things that have been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun.
Now, you hear that, Mother? That means what Antioch Epiphanes just said is going to be regurgitated again. Mm-hmm. So the meeting they have in now in Rome, they read the book of bringing all nations to be one. So whatever have been, have returned, ready in your lap today. It's no new thing under the sun. You just got to believe the Bible when you hear it come out. He said these things are going to happen. Everything happened once. It ain't done away with because the same people who was back there, they descendants, is right here today. So they don't pick up the book in Rome and see where it worked for quite a long time of bringing everybody to be one. But being one up under who? The Roman Catholic Church. You see that? So now Mother going to seal this deal by looking at 2 Maccabees 6, 1 through 9. Then, properly, we can get on this fifth day of feast. But see, you need to have this information. And these broadcasts that we teach on, the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites, need to be on every network that can be on. So if you have the ability to find out what broadcast that we can get on, put the tape on that broadcast because you want all the James 5:20 you can get. And what it says, if you convert a sinner back to the righteous way, it hides a multitude of your sins. And it tells you in Matthew 25:21 that if you're able to help someone and put them on the right track, you want to get out of there, your mighty one. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been right in a few things. Now I got big things for you. So you want all the blessings you can get. So don't sit on your hands when you have the power to go on computers and log the broadcast in wherever. Because this word is going to stand. And it's written in Matthew 24:13-14. This covenant got to be taught throughout the whole world. Then the end going to be. So they got to hear this truth. And the truth is, in the book of Exodus, chapter 9, verse 16, he said, Moses, I want my name. My name is four letters. YHWH. The tongue Moses received the word in was Semitic. And the Semitic tongue is 22 alphabets. It's no vowels. It's no A and no E to the 6th century when the Masoretes brought in the vowel point. Before that, it was four letters, YHWH. 600 years after the Bible was closed, then they brought the vowel points in and stuck it in there. But you go to your computer and look up the Semitic language. It got 22 alphabets with no vowels. So it ain't no A and E. So that Yahweh ain't going to cut it neither. That's paganism. Four letters or nothing. He said, Moses, I want that name throughout all the world. And all the one I know that put that name out is the four, it's the sixth anointed camp of voices of a true Israelite. That's the game changer name. That's the name that basketball player put in his computer and all hell broke loose on him because he knows that name, YHWH, is the game changer name. That cut into whatever their devices they got to do. Keep that in your mind. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we're going to get one more witness in 2 Maccabees 6, 1 through 9. Because they are always send somebody to you to persuade you to overlook the book and just believe me because you my sister, you my mother, you my brother. Now, watch what's said in 2 Maccabees 6, 1 through 9. Take your time there, Mother. D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come on. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. I hear you, WCC. I hear what you're saying. 2 Maccabees 6, 1 through 9.
2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. Verse 1. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens to compel Judah to depart from the law of their father and not to live after the law of Yahweh. Verse 2. And to pollute also the temple of Judah and to call it the temple of Jupiter, Olympus. And that in Kareem of Jupiter, the defender of strangers, as they did desire that dwell in the place. Verse 3. The coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people. Verse 4. For the temple was filled with rotten and reviling, reviling by the Gentiles, who delighted with harlot and had to do with women within the circle of the righteous place, and besides that, brought in things that were not lawful. Verse 5. The altar also was filled with profane things, which the law forbidden. Verse 6. Neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath days or ancient feasts, or to profess himself at all to be Judah. Verse 7. And in the day of the king's birth, every month, they were brought by bitter constraint to eat of the sacrifice, and when the beast Barakas was kept, the Judah was compelled to go in possession of Barakas carrying ivory. Verse 8, moreover, there went out a decree to the neighboring cities of the nation by the suggestion of against Judah that they should observe the same fashion and be partakers of their sacrifice. Verse 9, and whosoever would not conform themselves to the manner of the Gentiles should be put to death. Then might a man have seen the present misery.
So he says, the decree went out saying, listen, you know your nationality? Yes, you're Judah. If you say that again, or if you teach your kids that you from Judah, your land, it's to put you to death. You got to become what we tell you to come. You got to become Christian, Judaism, and Islam. And you got to be calling yourself Black, African American, and Negro. That's who you are now. And if we hear anything besides that, it's to put you to death. So that is the reason why the sun was coming down on this feast. Started this thing in December 25th, around 130-something, and it lasts about 11 years. So the proper meaning of December 25th was to keep you doing things contrary to the Bible, like you're doing today. You don't pay the feast day, no, never mind. You don't pay the Sabbath day, no, never mind. You think you Christian, African American, and Negro. You everything, but you don't know. All it was orchestrated then, and they're getting ready to orchestrate it now. In Rome, we heard it. They said everybody, the big dignitaries, will meet in Rome. All the major religions. And we're going to see, can they come up on the up? And where they got it from? Here. Let everybody be a Roman Catholic member. Which said, Roman, see if we might cut you off. Well, if you cut me off the most, they can hold on until they can hold on. But we got to always tell it where it is. So the bottom line is to understand what we said. The same thing that's going on today, they look back what worked yesterday and then bring it into your day. The children of Israel, you ain't got but one way once you know you children of Israel. They gave you one name. And they told you plainly, once you come to the knowledge of yourself, at the end of your name, you put Israel at the end of your name. Then he'd tell you he got respect for you when you do so. What do you mean, Latter-day Saints, where that at? Okay, let's pull that one more verse out again. Then we're getting on the feet. Mother Eve. Let's see what he says in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. And Mother D.F. Israel, back up to Exodus 2, 23 down to verse 25, and then we're going to get on the feast. So understand one thing. It's very important to understand something. This name that he tells you about, it keeps his attention on you. As long as you up under the religion and not up under your biblical name, he's just going to sit there and watch you. It's going to case in point. This is what he did in Numbers 6, 22 down to verse 27 that we can read by Mother Eve. Hey, Marie, what can we read in number 6, 22 down to verse 27? What can we read?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Verse 22. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, the Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, the Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26, the Yahweh lifted up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So, mother, Mother E, at the end of your name, if you put on it what, and you got a blessing over your head, what should be at the end of your name for a blessing?
Israel. And I will bless them.
And he say he'll bless you. So if the, but at the end of your name got the name that the world gave you, you're not upon the blessing. So the blessing is at the end of your name if it's Israel. And you don't have to have permission from them, because according to the 50th chapter of any nation, he said, you honor what I tell you to honor. Your name is important to him that gave it to you. You got a blessing, but at the end of your name is Israel. Now let's see what he'll do, mother, with the foundation of understanding.
And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and did cry, and their cry came up unto Yahweh by reason of the bondage. Verse 24. And Yahweh heard their groaning, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Israel. Verse 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
You see that? So now over there in Rome, they got an Abraham covenant, but they use Abraham on it. What happened to Isaac and Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel? See, that's where the deceit come in at. They have said they got a summit for all nations to meet up under the Abraham covenant. But the Abraham covenant, he's a father of a covenant, but he had a son called Isaac that kept the same covenant, and a son that called Jacob that produced the 12 tribes of Israel, and they kept the covenant. That's the part when they used the seed on you. Yeah. So that for you to see. The covenant is with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They got a summit in Rome for the covenant of Abraham. Then what happened to Isaac and Jacob? See, that's where the deceit come in at. And you got to be able to catch it, because you might have some lower ones of yours that say, I'm part of the summit by bringing everything up under Rome. Wait a minute now. What happened to Isaac and Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel? Oops. That's why it's so important for this message is to be heard all over the known world on whatever network it is to be. The word will speak for itself. You just let it go. The word will take care of business. And the ones that got an ear will hear. You ain't got to worry. Because remember, 2/3 of Israelites going to be saved anyway. You have a lot of them be kicking. They're going to kick it all the way to the fire. So that just don't have to happen. Now, so we got all of that out the way now. Now let's do a little feast now. So, Mother, DF Israel, let's see what's going on in St. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. And Mother E, have me Luke 19, 41 through 44. Let's get on this fifth day of feast. So we had to do all that to get to the fifth day of the feast. Now let's find out what's going on. St. John 10, 22, 23, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
St. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22. And it was at Judah, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. 23. And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple in Solomon's porch.
So, and we know the feast of dedication starts December the 25th, so the Almighty Son was coming down for the feast of dedication. That's what he's coming for, the feast of dedication for 8 days. We clear what he's coming for. Now, since we clear, that's what's going on in other taping to let you know, this is December 25th, so the Son is keeping it. Now, Mother, I need a Mother D of Israel, I need a precept. Run to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. I need a precept on that. Just to make it sound good. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Give those seal a precept, Mother.
Okay. 2 Peter?
Yeah, 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. I need a precept, Mother. I need a precept out of that.
2 Peter chapter 2. Verses. Can you repeat the verse?
21 and 22.
21 and 22. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. 21 reads, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the righteous Torah instruction delivered unto them. Verse 22. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sore that was washed to her falling and wallowing in mire.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was excellent, Mother, but that was an excellent precept, but that ain't the one I was wanting. And Mother E, remind me, that's not the one we want. But that was excellent. I mean, that worked, but I'm just going to...
What did I go then? You say...
No, it's okay. Well, it's not what I say. It's what Mother Z says, that's not the right verse you want. See, Mother Z said that's not the right verse. So now remember. So now let's see if we can get the right verse I want. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and pick a verse 21 and 22. So, I mean, that sounds good. We could have left it like it is, but that's not the right verse. And Mother Z made sure she let me know that's not the right verse there. So she said, I got my eye on you, Seer. Make sure you give them the right verses now. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 and 22. Try that.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
For even hereunto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for you, for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guilt found in his mouth. Gall.
All right. So he didn't do no sin, and he says, I behoove you to follow his steps. His steps were, he was keeping for 8 days the feast of dedication. And that's the recovering of the children of Israel back to their senses, according to the scripture. He was not going to the temple to get no presents. He was not going to leave no birthday cards there. And he wasn't born on that day. He was keeping the dedication. He said, now, I behoove you to follow his steps once the light is turned on that you can read. So that's what he was doing on December 25th for 8 days. Because he had to do a whole lot of teaching. Now imagine if we trying to retrack his steps 2,000 years later, imagine how much teaching we got to do. So these broadcasts of 3 hours really ain't long enough. Because right now we are people, at least they did know they was Israel then. Now we think we Christian Negroes in color and super coons. We will respond to everything contrary today. So we got a big job ahead of us, fixing on the camps of Voices of the True Israelites. That's why we got to get this thing right. Because at least they knew 2,000 years ago that they was all Israel, and the lead tribe was the tribe of Judah. We ain't got a clue. You tell somebody that you from the tribe of Judah right now, and they look at you like you and curse them out. See? Now, I hear your Mother Z. Now, beginning at Luke chapter 19, 41 through 44. Come on, Mother E. Let's get that going on now. Luke chapter 19, 41 through 44. Now we do. Now we read on this feast day. The fifth day, we zeroing in on it, and another spirit said, yeah, see it now, zero in on the feast. You laid a good enough foundation for the national side. See, it ain't about what we want to do. It's what he give us he wants to do. And once you understand that what you've been doing is wrong, it's up to you to make adjustments according to K-5 of the feast of dedication. If you can read it, go with it. If you can't read it, don't go with it. Let's see this thing in Luke chapter 19, 41 through 44. Mother E, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. Verse 41. When he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Verse 42. Saying, if thou have known even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto you, peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. 43. But the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trance about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side. Verse 44. And shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation.
So you see, now imagine, he coming for the 8-day feast. Now he gonna eat them up and drag them up, no question about it. Now look, we had to tell him 2,000 years ago. You see his old beautiful temple, you see? He said, it gonna come a time this thing gonna be towed down, and your enemy gonna cast a trench around you and keep you in on every side. And they're going to beat you up, and they're going to lay you even with the ground. Now, you know, I mean, I don't care how short you are. If you even with the ground, that must mean you in it. Everybody taller than the ground. But if he lay you even with the ground, that means they're going to put you in the ground. Now imagine, so when he came, he told them that at the feast, that a day going to come. So remind your people, December 25th, for 8 days, he done some heavy teaching. And I see why he done a lot of eat him up and drag him up too. I see. But he had to do some heavy teaching. That was 2,000 years ago. They knew there was Israel then. Now you don't know. You think you're Christian and Negro. Now go to Luke, mother. We're going to Luke chapter 21 and pick up verse 19 down to verse 24. Let's get a little bit more. Luke 21. Verse 19 to 24. Come on, Mother E. And we're going to find out, Mother D of Israel, where did this precept come from? We're going to Deuteronomy 28 and pick up verse 51 that Mother D of Israel. Had that waiting on me. But right now we're in Luke 21. Verse 20 to 24, what does it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 21. 19 to 24.
Say 20.
19 to 24.
He said
yes, 20. Ma'am. Luke 21:19 down to verse 24.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 19 to 24. Verse 19. In your patience, possess ye your soul. In your possession, ye your soul. Verse 20. And when you shall see your God Judas come past with earnest, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Verse 21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountain, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter thereunto. Verse 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Verse 23. But woe unto them that are the child, and to them that give suckling in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the head of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations, and Yahdai Judah shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Now that's a big talk right there. So now we just find out that when he got to the temple, he told the children of whoever was there, there's going to come a time your enemies going to get around you. And he said, now all this going to happen to fulfill something that was written. He said, this going to happen to a people, and I'm telling you because it is to fulfill something that's written. Now we're going to find out who he's talking to, Mother D of Israel, to fulfill that was written. So he told them that, although they were, everybody was skinning and grinning, they was at the feast day, and they got to hear old Yahweh the Son tell them that one day all this thing going to be tore up. Your enemies going to lay you to the ground, and they going to keep you on every side. But when you start seeing these things, break out running to the mountain. Don't stand around peeping at this place because you're going to lose. straight to the mountain. Don't be like Lot's wife. Turn back and turn to a pillar of salt. So when you see signs of this Gentile, the Romans, the same one told you to leave your laws, when you start seeing signs of them coming to get you, don't try to hold back nothing you got material. Break out running to the mountain. Get to a further west in the land of Shem, what they call today West Africa. But that's another lesson. That's just a further land of Shem. So you tell you what to do. And you're supposed to tell your loved ones, when you see these things, just break out running. Don't be worried about where I left my cup of dollars. Now leave your cup of dollars and get up out of there. Because it was written that what's going to happen. Now, mother D of Israel, let's go back and see who is he talking to pertaining to this. We're going to do it Romans 1:1, mother. Mother D of Israel. Let's see who he's talking to that this is going to happen to. Just give me two lines to get me warmed up. Two lines. Give me Deuteronomy 1:1. Let's see who he's talking to that this got to be fulfilled. Let's find out who he's talking to, Deuteronomy 1:1. Come on, mother.
Okay. Wait, I need to check. Yeah. Okay. Deuteronomy 1:1.
Yeah, 1:1. I need a name.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, read. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan, and the wilderness, and the plain.
Right there, right there. I got a name. I want a name. So go to 31, verse 1. I want to get a name. We read in the book of Deuteronomy, so I need a name. 31 verse 1. What we want is to get a name, but we can be clear of who we're talking to. Deuteronomy 31 verse 1. I need a name. Give me two lines and Deuteronomy 31 verse 1. I need a name there, mother. Come on.
Deuteronomy 31 verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
Uh-huh. So we got a second witness. So when Moses was speaking, who was he speaking to, Mother D of Israel?
All Israel.
All right, get down to verse 30. Read verse 24. And 26, just to make it sound good. Read verse 24 and 26, just to make it sound good.
Of Deuteronomy 31?
Yes, ma'am. Give me verse 24 and 26, just to make it sound good, before you read verse 31.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Verse 34 and 36. 24, 26. Okay. Verse 24. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished. 26. Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, your Yahweh, that it may be there for a witness against you. Verse 30. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended.
So Mother, CF Israel, when you read the book of Deuteronomy, who is this letter addressed to?
All Israel.
All of who?
Thank you,
Mother Z. All the children of Israel. Thank you, there, Mother Z. All of the children of Israel. So this message is addressed to all the bloodline children of Israel. So now, since we know this thing now, now we're going to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 15. And what it says in 1 and 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, 15, and 25. What it say there, Mother D of Israel? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, 15, and 25. What it say that we all can read? Come on.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, 15, and 25. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his Torah instruction, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe, to do all his Torah instruction and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Verse 25. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before thine enemy. You shall not go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Now, my mother, who Moses is talking to?
All the congregation of the children of Israel.
That's who Moses is talking to. All the congregation of the children of Israel, which is 12 tribes. At that time, all 12 tribes were together. All 12 tribes heard. Get down to verse 51. Remember, Mother E read that what got to be fulfilled, that's written. It's the reason why y'all in trouble today when the sun came up on you. He said, something got to be fulfilled. And let's see what it is. Let's start reading a little bit. And 51, let's read a little bit, then Mother E going to come in behind you after you get it started. Pick up verse 51, let's read a little bit. Come on.
And Deuteronomy 28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pick up verse 51, let's read a little bit. Let's find out what is he telling the whole 12 tribes of Israel that's going to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. Remember, Mother E read where he said, all these things going to come up on you. They're going to lay you even to the ground because it was written this going to happen to you. That's what he said. So now we into verse 51. We're going to read a little bit and see exactly if the Almighty Son talking about this or something else. Verse 51, let's read a little bit. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verses 51, and he shall eat the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your land, until you be destroyed, which also shall not leave you neither corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of your kind, or flock of your sheep, until he have destroyed you. 52. And he shall besiege you in all your gates until your high and fence walls come down, wherein you turn it throughout all your land. And he shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you. 53. And you shall eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemy shall distress you. Verse 54. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil towards his brother and towards the wife of his bosom and towards the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. 55. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left, him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith that enemy shall distress you in all your gates. 56. The tender and delicate woman among you which would have adventure to set the sole of her feet upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil towards the husband of her bosom and towards her son and towards her daughter. 57.
That's good with that, Mother. So we find out that the Almighty have told Moses exactly what's going to happen to his descendants in years to come, and the son said this is something that has to be fulfilled. So what we read right now happened to what people, Mother D.F. Israel? What people are we talking about that this happened to?
Oh, all the congregation of the children of Israel.
It got nothing to do with the Jewish people. This prophecy have nothing to do with Christian, Islam, Judaism. This talking about one specific people, the children of the book, the children of Israel. So that Abraham covenant that they putting together in Rome, that is deceit, because two more sons was never talked about, Isaac, Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. Now, Mother E, come back and read me again that Luke 21:20-24, and then we're going to bring Brother Mackay in to help assist, because he said, "Now look, see, I got to give him that microphone too now." So, in Luke 21, Mother E, pick it back up at verse 20, and listen good what the son is telling the children of Israel at the feast of dedication. Now, man, you got all the turkey dressing, which that was a good thing, and cranberry sauce. At this time, the turkey dressing and the cranberry sauce is about your victory. The turkey was you whooped Esau and his five sons and all the ones that was around him. The dressing was you stuffed him into holes. The cranberry sauce was you had their blood running all over the place. You don't want to celebrate your victory. You ought to celebrate the victory when you was the turkey on November 25th. When you was the turkey. When you were stuffed in holes. When your blood ran down the road. Why do you always want to celebrate you getting whooped? You don't never want to celebrate when you got the whooping in. See, these 8 days is a celebration of you getting a lick in. And you paying no never mind. See? But the prophecy, Mother Eve, get those see out one more time. And Brother McKay, we're going to bring you in to holler in that microphone and pick it back up at Deuteronomy 28. Have that 56 waiting on me to 68. But right now, I want to come back to Mother Eve. Now, Mother Eve, I want to hear that one more time, what he said at the great big temple to the children of Israel. What he said again in Luke 21, 20 down to verse 24. What did he say, Mother?
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 24. Verse 20. And when you shall see Yahweh Judah compass the armies, then know that the desolation thereof is not. Verse 21. Then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of the death out, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter thereunto. Verse 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Verse 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon his people. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations, and Yahweh Judah shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Now that should be plain enough to understand. Young Lion, read me verse 23 and 24, and I want you to expound on that. Read me 21, 23, 24. This is for the national audience. We know the six anointed can't understand this thing. The national audience got to understand when you precept your Bible. This is something that was what again, Young Lion, Brother Micaiah? And let's meet and greet you by saying, Brother Micaiah, at the temple of Yahweh Camp 1. Yahweh bid you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel. Oh, see you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, we want to look at verse 23 and 24 for the national audience. Let's see who do this fit. Do this got anything to do with when you precept your Bible? Now, if you just don't want to see it, it's because you don't want to see it. Verse 23, 24 again, bring it.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 23 and 24. 23 read. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people.
Stop it there. Now, who is this people the wrath going to be on? Come on, Mother Day of Israel. Who is the wrath and the distress going to be upon this people? Come on, Mother D.F. Israel, D. Roy.
All the congregation of the children of Israel.
Excellent. Now you don't feel got happy right there. Don't got happy. You don't take much to get those things happy. That's when you do the right thing according to heaven.
Go ahead and read. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Marie, who is today? Hey, Marie, who is today?
Oh, the children of Israel. The whole congregation of Israel.
All the children of the congregation of Israel. All of the congregation of the children of Israel. That's who today is. Excellent. Come on, young lion.
And shall be led away captive into all nations.
And now, who is the people that's going to be led away into all nations? Mother,
the whole congregation of the children of Israel.
Excellent. Now we own something. Now we own something. So now when we read that book, it ain't got nothing that would do with the Jewish people or the African people. It got something to do with the sons of Shem called the children of Israel. That's the one that been led into all nations. That's the one Moses was leading and was told his prophecy. And Yahweh the Son came and told Moses exactly what would happen to these people. And the Son came right in the flesh and told him that what he told Moses, it got to be fulfilled. So here it is right now. Come on,
y'all,
give me some
up. Okay. And Yahdah Judah shall be trodden down of the Gentiles.
Now, the Gentiles is your enemy. And your enemy, when you do the research, it will be Titus and Vespasian in 70 A.D. This one has happened by Vespasian and his son Titus down in 70 A.D. and tore up some stuff. And you was led away captive. Matter of fact, pull it out in the Babylon Timbuktu. There are young lines. Go to Babylon Timbuktu on my page 65. And let's read the actual account on who destroyed what by bringing up recorded history out of Babylon Timbuktu on page 65. We're going to find out more about that and see. Because see, here's the point. We as a people, we don't know who we are. 2,000 years ago, you at least knew you was Israel. Now when you read the Bible, you think you're Christian, African-American, Negro. That means you'll never see this thing. You'll never see because you don't even know who you are. When you read this Bible, it's talking about you, the children of Israel. Matter of fact, our mother, dear of Israel, what do we say we can read in 147:19-20 or something? What can we read, Mother? See, that's why we must get this broadcast on every network out. Those that know how to do these things, step up to the plate. It's all about land, school, and banquet hall for your children to come. So they have a place to come and learn the truth. Before that dreadful day of the Almighty comes, before you be running around in your house trying to figure out what to do, we're giving you a heads up. It's time to come back to the Bible as it's written, but you got to know who you are. You're not African-American. You're not Negro. You're not coach. You're not Christian, Muslim, Judaism. That's religion. You are the people of the book, the children of the 12 tribes. And the lead tribe is Judah. That's the one he came down to. You got to have this information. That's why we come on that way and take it. Get in where you fit in at. Land, school, banquet hall, and a restaurant. We need that to be a place for them to come and learn to go back and get their loved ones. So step to the plate and let's do some Bible to get our blessing. Now look what mother's gonna read in 147 verse 19 and 20. What you gonna read, your mother?
How you say 147?
Yeah. 119, 147, 19 and 20. What you gonna read?
Psalm 147. Verse 19. He showed his words unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. Verse 20. He has not dwelt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You say you better praise Yahweh. He haven't dealt with no nation but the children of Israel. So everyone to take credit for what he'll say to them, according to the Middle Spirit telling David, he haven't dealt with no nation on the planet but one nation, the children of Israel. And nobody going to tell that story. You got to be able to read it before you tell it. So that's the way it is. Now, in the book of Timbuktu, there, young man, I wanna know about this captivity and who got the history on it that we can read.
Okay, we're going to the book of Timbuktu, page 65, by Randolph R. Windsor. Okay. I'll pick it up in the second paragraph. In the year 1501.
No, you don't
get 1501. You want page 9. Okay. The book is Timbuktu. Page 9.
Page 9,
you read.
Right.
The black Yadaju had an advantage over the African tribes, Hamites. They carried their cultural history, laws, reading brackets with them. This assured them a constant precedent for the development of a higher social organization.
No, that's one. That's all right, but I don't want that. I want where they were led away and captured. Now, that's what I want. I don't want that right there. I want the history of it. Rudolph.
Okay, you want to see. You want page 84, 65
BC? That's what I want right there. What page is it? Make it plain for the national audience.
Okay, we're going to from Babylon at Timbuktu, Randolph R. Windsor, page 84, second paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Read. In the year 65 BC, the Roman army under General Pompey captured Yadaju. In 70 AD, General Vespasian and his son Titus put an end to the Yada Judah state with great flock. During the period of the military governors of Israel, many outrages and atrocities were committed against the residue of the people. During the period from Pompey to Julius, it has been estimated that over 1 million Yada Judah fled into Africa, Ham's land, fleeing from Roman persecution and slavery. The slave makers were full of black Yada Judah slaves.
So there goes, we can read more on it, but we're not. But the fact of the matter, you go get the book called Timbuktu from Babylon by Rudolph R. Winslow. It lets you know this happened in 70 AD. Was prophesied all about the Almighty. The Almighty prophesied and tell the children of Israel in 30 A.D. what's going to happen 40 years down the road. So what we just got to tell you to understand nothing. It's time for us to wake up and understand we trying to pray you in the mind, but you got to turn back to him by keeping the law. So now, He fulfilling a prophecy that he told Moses in 1400 some BC. And this by 1400 years later. So back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 56 to 68 there, young mind. And listen real good. Then we're going to bring Mother Z in and let her give a commentary on this, and we'll do what we can for the national audience on take number 5. But understand one thing. The enemy of your people is still doing the same thing, mm-hmm. keeping you away from the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's why you celebrating a December 25th about a gift giving and a Christmas tree. It got nothing to do with the Bible December 25th. It's the deliberation of your people, and he came for 8 days to tell you, listen, it's going to happen to you again. That what I told Moses in the 1400 B.C., I'm telling you now, when you see the Roman army surround you, don't look for nothing. Break out running to the western part. But over a million got caught up, and you got slaughtered. And listen to the prophecy that was told in advance in Deuteronomy 28, verse 56 to 68. Listen good.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 56 down to verse 68, 56:3. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicacy, and the tenderness, her eyes shall be evil towards the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter. 57. And towards her young man, towards her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and towards her children which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in disease and strait, wherewith your enemies shall distress you in your day. 58. If you would not observe to do all the words of this law that I read in this book, that you may fear the glorious and fearful name, the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. 59. Then Yahuwah will make the plague of wonderful and the plague of your seed, even the great plague, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long counsel. Verse 6. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the distress of Egypt, which you was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will Yahuwah bring upon you until you be destroyed. Verse 62. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. 63. And I shall come, and it shall come to pass that as the Yahuwah rejects over you to do you good, that as Yahuwah rejoices over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Yahuwah will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whether you go to possess. Verse 64. And the Yahuwah shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve false Yahuwah, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
You say you're going to serve what?
Wood and stone.
Wood is the cross. When you pull up into the Christian establishment, what you run into? The cross. Either you're going to serve the cross. Then you're going to say, well, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to Islam. Then you're going to serve the stone. You're going to go to Mecca and you're going to walk around a black, big, a club over a big black rock. He said, all this is what you're going to do. You're going to be a Christian or you're going to be in Islam. If that's what you're going to do, then you might say, I'm going to graduate higher than that. You're going to get off of your Judaism, see, and just kind of move and all that kind of stuff. He said, all this was prophesied was going to happen to the children of Israel. And the children of Israel is in everything but what the Bible tells them to be in. You're Christian, you're Muslim, or he's Judaism. He offers everything that's contrary to getting the blessing as a whole of the children of Israel. He said, now, he said, now all this to be fulfilled what he told Moses in the 1400s. And it came to pass in 70 A.D. Then it came to pass from 70 A.D. to now. You've been scattered in every nation. You don't know who you are. You, whatever the land say you are, whatever the people say you are, as long as you understand that spirit, you will never see yourself in this Bible by being the children of the book called Children of Israel. Great.
All right. Going back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, picking up at verse 65. 65 read. And among these nations, you shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But the Yahweh shall give you there a trembling mind, and falling and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. 66. And they and your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life. Verse 67. In the morning you shall say, "Will Yahweh it were even." In the evening will you shall say, "Would Yahweh it were morning." For the fear of your mind wherewith you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. 68. And the Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. And there is, and there you shall be sold unto your fathers for bondmen and bondwomen.
Read that again. You sold your who?
You shall be sold to your enemies.
Your enemies.
For bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy you.
You'll be sold to your enemies. Now, what people you know are sold on auction blocks? Give me 50, 25, 10, 10, 10. Sold! Who was that? Who that happened to? What race that had happened to? One race, and you get ready to watch it in a couple of days, called The Eyes on the Prize, right? Every year you watch that movie about how you was on auction blocks being sold. But you can't make the connection with the Bible. Huh? You can't make the connection that when Christopher Columbus came onto the Western world, he taken the 10 northern tribes that was already over here back to Spain, back to Portugal, and trained them and learned them the Spanish language and brought them back. And then now that's how you're speaking Spanish. Spanish is a language that's come from Latin that the descendants of Esau taught them. So those that you should hear speaking Spanish, the darker ones, they the ones their forefathers was taken by Christopher Columbus back to Spain, back to Portugal, retrained and brought them back over here, and then all the big missionaries taught you the Latin language and now become Spanish. Same day it come out of English. There ain't no such thing, no Spanish people. They spoke the Semitic language you call Hebrew. The Kenyan tribe was already over here. So that's the history we try to give back to you. Anybody speaking English, it's not your original language. If you speak in Spanish, that's not your original language. These languages are imposed on you. You need to have your history. He comes to bring all that to you. Now read, but he's going to tell you something in 2 Corinthians 7, Brother Micaiah, 14 through 16. He's going to tell you something. Now listen to what he tells you, children of Israel. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16.
Okay, we're going over to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 14 down to 16. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, read. Now about the myth of...
What's your read? 2 Chronicles 7, 14 to 16. I got my eyes on you.
Hallelujah. Well, 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 down to 16. 2 Chronicles.
Chapter 7, verse 14 to 16.
2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 down to
16.
Verse 14,
read. That's right, Mother Z. That's right, Mother Z. Yeah, I tell you what, when we put the eye on, had that stop with a couple of them, the little sticking things in there and get some young lions, beat their back a little bit. 7, 14, 16, come on.
Hallelujah. Well, if my people, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Verse 15, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16, for now have I chosen and sanctified this temple, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
So he says up to you. He said, you can leave that pagan alone and return back to me, and I'm going to eat you. But as long as you are Christian, Islamic, Judaism, Lord God and Jesus, not keeping the Sabbath day, I'm just going to watch you bump your nose. I'm just going to watch you. And I'm going to ask you something. When you going to make a decision according to the Bible? When you going to make a decision because the world will do what they got to do, like they got to put the stomach in Rome today? All the leaders is going to come to Rome, and they're going to be taught by the Roman Catholic Church, and we become one. They're going to become one. And then he's going to bring it back to you, and you're going to become one with him. But that ain't never suicide to you, children of Israel, the people of the book. That's Antioch the Pentecost all over again, telling you to be one up under Satan the devil. That's up to you. Now, right there, I'm going to bring out Mother and Mother Z, Israel. You see, now look, I got to get on the microphone now. I got too much written down here. I got to talk. So when you meet the Moses out of Camp 1, Moses Z, Israel, tribe of Yah, God, Judah, one of the Moses out of Camp 1, hey, Moses Z, that's why I beat the FC Roy.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Moses Z. Now, I know you heard it. You heard a lot, and I know you're ready to go. So whatever Almighty put on you, the terrorist national audience over 700
dollars
and
fuss
on the
international
side.
So
take your time and
the
clock is yours and come
out. Hallelujah, I had turned from where I was going to meet so I could get back there. Okay, I have to get back to where I was going to read from. I didn't write it down. I'm sorry.
Matthew
16, I remember that. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to start reading that Matthew chapter 16, and I'm just going to read verse 1, and then I'm going to go to verse 24. And Matthew chapter 16, verse 1, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempted desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And I'm going and read down at verse 24, starting at verse 24. Then said Yahweh unto his followers, disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the covenant and follow me. Verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Verse 26. For what is a man's profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul, lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the honor of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verse 28. Truly I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man come in his kingdom. And then I'm going to read that Zechariah 14:5. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 5. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 5. And each shall flee to the valley of the mountain. From the valley of the mountain shall reach unto, shall flee like as he flees from before the earthquake in the day of the king of Yahweh Judah, and the Yahweh, my Yahweh, shall come, and all the saints with them. And I'm going to say, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right there, Mother Z. We got the message real plain. One thing about it, you come to enlighten the people to understand one thing. I got his man coming, and we're going to broadcast to try to help those that got an ear to hear. Now, Mother E, take a look at Mark 14:62 and give me a closing statement. Mark chapter 14, verse 62, and a closing statement. Mother E. Mark chapter 14, verse 62. Let's see, can we piggyback on what Mother just got to say?
Mark chapter 14.
Yeah, verse 62. Mark 14, 62. Let's see, can we piggyback off on what we just said?
14:62. The book of Mark chapter 14, verse 62. Mark 14:62 reads. And Yahweh the Son said, I am, and ye shall see the Son. Amen. Let me read that again. And the Yahweh.
Well, I tell you what, Mother. Hey, Mother, go ahead and read verse 61. Don't read 61, make it sound good for the mass and audience. Figure verse 61 and 62 in the closing statement. You own something. And Mother D of Israel, have me Isaiah 42:17 down to verse 25 in the closing statement of Mother D of Israel. Isaiah 42:17-24:25. Had it waiting on it, Mother D of Israel. Come on, Mother, bring it on. Mark chapter 14, verse 61 and 62 in the closing statement. Come on.
Mark chapter 14, verse 61 and verse 62. Verse 61. But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, and the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou this Yahweh, the Son of Blessed? 62. And Yahweh the Son said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
He said, I'm the blessed one. He said, and one day you're going to see me coming in the clouds of heaven. You're going to see me doing all this great stuff. Because the ones he was talking to, he was talking to the ones that's in their body on time to come. So one thing about it, the same one was back there, the same descendant is right here today. And the same descendant is the one that says we're going to have a summit in Rome and we're going to bring all nations up under one religion again. Same people talking. Same bloodline talking right now, and we're going to fall for it again. So many going to fall for it, but so many eyes will be open. Hey, Mother E, closing day tomorrow. Closing statement, you're on the clock. Fifth day of dedication. Case five, you're on the clock. Come on for the close. Come on.
Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh to be in the class. And thank you, praising Yahweh for the seer. And thanking and praising Yahweh just to be able to be in a class. And we'll say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. And your famous word, Mother E, tell the national to hold on. Hold on, get some words. Hold on, get some words. Excellent. All right, Mother D, F. Israel. What it says in Isaiah 42:17 down to the bottom. Take your time and bring that closing statement behind that. Come on.
Isaiah 42:17. You said 17, right? Verse 17.
Yeah, take it all the way down.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 17 reads, they shall be turned back they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten image, you are our Yahweh. Verse 18. Hear you deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. Verse 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? 20. Seeing many things, but thou observe not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for prey and none deliver, for spoil and none save. Be sure. 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken, listen, and hear for the time to come? 24. Who gave Israel for his spoil, and Israel to the robber? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction. 25. Wherefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to mind.
The children of Israel on every side, business deals and everything. Is the reason why I burnt them on every side, because they refused to keep the Torah instruction. And for the national audience, Mother D of Israel, what is the Torah instruction? What do that mean for the international side of 700,000 strong? What do that mean? They would not keep the Torah instruction. For edifying them, what it means?
The first five books.
And what is that called? In their eyesight. Thank you, Mother D. The law. The law. They would not keep the law. So that is the problem with the children of Israel even to this day. The Torah instruction is the proper way to say it. But those that omit, it is the law. The law. What he got written in his book, we refuse to keep it. We refuse to do what's written in his Bible. And that's why he called you, hear you deaf and dumb. And that's why the children of Israel, the one you call African Americans and Negroes, he said you can find them in prison houses. You can go to any prison houses anywhere around the world. And who you will see stacked in there like planks? The children of Israel, but upon the banner of every other name than the name that the Bible calls you. African American, Negro, and Color. That's going to be in the prison house. Mother, be of Israel. What's your closing statement is behind that? You're on the clock tomorrow.
I'm going to read a couple of verses of Psalms 48, verse 1. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our Yahweh, in the mountains of his righteousness. Verse 2. Beautiful for the joy of the whole earth is Mount Yahdah Judah. On the side of the north, the city of great kings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the Mother God of Care 1. Remember, back on the airways again tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. on the network. Now, Brother Micaiah, give me that 2 Chronicles 7:20-22 in the closing statement on your part. And remember one thing. Our job is to help the children of Israel. You want to be part of this, step to the plate. Get in where you fit in at to get the word out. It's about getting this word out. What part are you going to play on getting this word out? 2 Chronicles 7:20-22, young line in the closing statement.
Which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. 21. And this temple, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passed by it, so that he shall say, why has the Yahweh done this?